Hey yo, good evening, viewers of the Tube. My name is Tyler, and I would like to introduce you to the cryptocurrency channel that doesn't try and sugarcoat what is going on in the space. And we bring you the information raw and smack dab right in your face. Well, let's get this raw dog episode started because it's time for Chico Crypto. The cryptocurrency markets, they are looking healthy. Total market cap is over $170 billion, and something that stands out is the volume. According to CoinMarketCap, 24-hour trading volume yesterday was over $40 billion. And looking at the volume chart, we can see that volume is just as high as it was during the peak of the last bull run. On the surface, you would think, oh hell yes, the markets are alive and thriving, and there is nothing us retail traders should be worried about. Unfortunately, that is not the case, as a large percentage of trading volume across exchanges is faked. I personally knew some volume was faked, as it's obvious to see the wash trading going on, but did not know the full extent. Last month, on March 22nd, Bitwise, who was trying to get an ETF passed by the SEC, released a report they submitted to the SEC and as part of their ETF application. In the report, they claim that 95% of cryptocurrency trading volume is fake. The report is thorough, an astonishing 227 pages of well-put-together information on the crypto markets and the exchanges. I would love to go through all 227 pages with you right now. So let's begin with page one. Just kidding, we will do a typical Chico summary. The report's conclusion did find that 95% of volumes are hogwash, and they did this by concentrating their efforts on CoinMarketCap data. They went on to say the actual trading volume is around $273 million, not even close to the $6 billion that was stated by CoinMarketCap when they conducted their research. 10 out of the top 81 crypto exchanges were revealed to have actual volume, which contributed to that $273 million. The exchanges listed were Binance, Bitfinex, Kraken, Bitstamp, Coinbase, Bitflyer, Gemini, ItBit, Bitrex, and Poloniex. What I found interesting about their findings was the regulatory status of the top 10 exchanges. Almost every exchange out of the top 10 either had their exchange registered as a money services business, which means strict compliance obligations, or had a BIT license, which is required to operate in New York and enforces strict operating procedures. Bitflyer, Coinbase, Gemini, ItBit, and Poloniex had both an MSB and a BIT license. The only exchange that seemed to be the outlier of the top 10 exchanges was Binance, who had neither. Now, my question is, why the hell not? If Binance has nothing to hide and their volume is real and they're not doing anything illegal, why wouldn't they get both of those? I'll show you why they haven't in just a bit. Yesterday, the Blockchain Transparency Institute put out a market surveillance report with similar goals as the Bitwise report, in which they evaluate the markets and identify fake and real trading volumes. Their report was similar to Bitwise in that they found a large amount of fake volumes, but the data was much more clear and objective. The way Bitwise conducted their research was with what Bitwise calls a first-of-its-kind analysis of order book data. No further information on what this analysis consisted of. The Blockchain Transparency Institute, on the other hand, uses multiple computer algorithms designed to catch wash trading, even down to the actual accounts performing the washing. They have been working with exchanges, testing their algorithms, and helping those exchanges catch the specific accounts wash trading. Throughout the testing of their algorithms, they haven't gave one false positive. Now, when Bitwise stated that they think 95% of all crypto volume was fake and only $270 million in volume was real, that kind of shook me, and I personally thought there was no way it could be that high. According to the Blockchain Transparency Institute, when they put out their report, of the nearly $50 billion in daily volume on CoinMarketCap, $5 billion is actually real volume. This would put about 88% of the daily trading volume as fabricated. What is cool is they have a website with the data, which you can view. The website is bti.live, and this is what we should be looking at. not coin market cap. As we can see, as of yesterday, the 24 hours real volume was nearly $2.8 billion. Let's check out what CoinMarketCap has for volume as of yesterday. From the chart shown earlier, $40 billion in 24-hour volume. Shame on you, CoinMarketCap. With their algorithms, they were able to identify exact trading pairs that were being wash traded. They released a detailed table of the top wash traded coins. And things don't look good for some top coins. Number one wash traded popular coin was Zebby, with nearly 95% of its volume faked. This was a YouTuber shill coin many pumped in the last bull run. Shame on you, punks. Next was Ethereum Classic, and guess who's after that? Tron, with nearly 85% of their volume being faked. Shouldn't be a surprise though, because Justin Sun is about as fake as it gets. Where is homeboy's Tesla? Don't worry, Justin, I am in contact with the guy who won, and it seems no one has contacted him yet about the Tesla. You are going to have to hand it over soon, or Chip Chodler is going to have more words for you. Down the list, we have Litecoin, Zcash, and EOS, with 75 to 76% of their volumes being faked. Then Dash has 69%. A newcomer in the top 100 coins, Lambda, and Ontology have just over 68% of their volumes wash traded. Here is what I find super interesting about the Blockchain Transparency Institute report. They created a thing called BTI Verified, which is basically a certification of real volume for exchanges. Out of the top 12 exchanges by volume, certain exchanges wanted to work with them to find out wash trading, like Upbit, Liquid, Gate.io, Kraken, Coinbase, and Bitrex. Which makes sense. Why wouldn't an exchange want to verify where wash trading is happening down to the accounts doing it? The only exchanges that didn't get verified were exchanges who had massive volumes of wash trading, like Huobi, OKX, BitThumb, and Buybox. Two outliers were Bitfinex and Binance once again. Both exchanges seemed to have real volume, but there was indication of some level of wash trading going on. According to their report, they found Binance to have market makers and bots taking advantage of around 30 pairs on the Binance exchange. They found Binance to be about 85 to 95% clean, depending on the day. These 30 pairs, however, wash traded between 25% and 75% of their total volume. Now, I'll let you know why Binance can't get any verifications or regulatory certificates. CZ and Binance are, in my opinion, master botters. Most major exchanges have traded or are currently trading against their users with their bots. Mt. Gox had the Willy bot. Bitfinex has an army of bots. Huobi obviously has bots. But all of these bots use lazy programming. They run on LAN or the same server and place orders directly in the trade engine. Binance's bots run on cloud servers instead of LAN. The bots use API to log in, retrieve the order book, and place a trade, just like a normal user. This simple yet genius move makes everything look normal to the outside world and the algorithms. Google Analytics, server logs, Alexa rankings, traffic stats. With cloud instances of bots, they don't persist, so when they are turned off, all evidence goes away. Also, BTI looked at stablecoins and their actual real volume. It looks like Tether only has about 8% real volume, which means over $16 billion is being wash traded per day. Guess which exchange holds the most of these wash token Tethers? You guessed it, Binance. And according to this report, is Bitcoin really untethered, which was research conducted at the University of Texas and written by John Griffin and Amin Chans. Binance coin 100% depends on Tether wash trading, like literally 100%. Sneaky, sneaky CZ. Well, viewers, as you can see, the largest data aggregation website, CoinMarketCap, is giving us false information. The largest crypto exchange, Binance, has many things to hide and will never get regulatory approval because they are most likely involved in criminal operations. These are the things we need to focus on and let the world know about, because crypto will thrive and grow faster once all the bad actors and bullshit is extinguished to be forgotten in the crypto history books. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.